Hello, everyone. Do you recognize any of these people?
Hi, thanks for listening.
Hi, everyone.
Hey there, pretty lady.
Hey, you two, what's going on?
Hi, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know who they are either. But, they've all agreed to join me on Facebook to take part in an experiment in social media. The idea is that we post our videos onto this Facebook page so we can infest a different kind of social media, along with anything else of interest. So what can you expect? Well, there'll be some side-splittingly funny stuff.
Well, a lot of people are starting to see feminism as some sort of man-hating club, which couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, some of my best friends are rapist, men.
Some more side-splittingly funny stuff.
Whatever, guys, we just hate Phil because he's a woman. Oh, wait!
Some absolutely cutting-edge investigative journalism.
This entire Gamergate situation, this entire two-week debacle that gamers have been embroiled in, all boils down to journalistic integrity and transparency. So you figure, writing for Gama Sutra, writing these kind of stories, you know, it would be okay to go and look into other parts of her existence, right? Which kind of brings me to this. This is Agency. The website is agencyforgames.com. It will be included in the low bar. So if you look at Lee Alexander's bio down here, it says that she is a journalist, critic, and speaker on games, social media, and tech culture. She's editor-at-large at leading games development website Gama Sutra, where she provides commentary, reportage, trend analysis with game makers, or in interviews with game makers. So just let that sink in for a second. You've got a company here that is all about working with the independent development scene and helping them get their games more polished and ready for market, which is not a bad thing. But it's led by a person who is currently an editor-at-large for Gama Sutra.
Some incredibly clever stuff that I really do not understand.
And having this form 4 times the quantity, 1 plus tangent squared, theta, and then my dx here. Well, I have x, and I've got a theta, so now I've got to figure out what dx is.
Political discussions.
An ad showed up on my screen. It showed a man trying to break into a mother's home. Apparently, they were in the midst of some sort of conflict, and the mother was home alone with her son. Immediately, I knew this was some sort of political ad looking to influence policy decisions through emotional exploitation.
Social commentary.
Feminism in 2014 America is completely, completely pointless. It's just a label that people are putting on themselves to feel special, because, you know, it's the special snowflake oppression Olympics. Everyone is in this big race to be the most progressive and the most open-minded and the most oppressed.
Video games and movies.
So, I just got back from jogging, and by jogging I mean playing Star Trek Online, when I happened upon a video here on YouTube called Prelude to Axanar, which is detailing an upcoming independent Star Trek movie that covers the so-called 4 Years War. And if the Prelude to Axanar is any indication of what the movie's going to be like, I don't think I'll be watching it.
The latest news.
And we're just learning right now that Governor Jay Nixon of Missouri has enacted a state of emergency curfew from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the city of Ferguson.
Rants of epic proportions.
What place? You don't name anything. You just say nothing and expect us rational people to accept what you're saying as truth while you provide no evidence. Like I said before, don't use the word common sense. That word is not for you. You know what? I'm done with feminism. There's nothing more that anyone can say to me that will even make me try to understand feminist logic. Because modern Western feminism is nothing. It does nothing to create a better society for humanity as a whole. It doesn't help people. It doesn't build confidence. It doesn't help women. It does nothing. It's just a plague on society. It's a cancer to humanity. And believe me, I've tried to negotiate with feminists. I've tried to understand them. I've tried to find that one feminist that will say, okay, these are the radicals. You might be that one feminist who is logical, who is mentally stable, who actually has coherent points to point out. But no, I have yet to find one. I never find one. I'm always proven wrong, or in my case, proven right, that feminism is nothing more than a stupid movement. It's not even a hate movement. It's just a movement of stupidity and just emotional bullshit. This is my message to you. If you're a logical, sane human being who actually cares about facts and reason and critical thinking, I urge you to abandon feminism. There is nothing more that can be done to bring feminism back to the light. Feminism has gone to the darkness. Feminism is not coming back. It's not the movement that it once was. It will never be the movement that it once was. It is now something that has completely morphed into a monster of just disinformation and hatred and victimhood. If you want to continue to fight for women's rights, that's fine. We can go create another group. We can go create another movement. But feminism is not it. Feminism is not coming back. Feminism has been overrun by idiots. Anyone who still claims to be a feminist right now is either gotta be at least borderline idiot, because there are no more smart people in the feminist movement. And I try to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Every single person, every single feminist, I try to say, okay, you might not be like that other feminist. You might be the one feminist that makes sense. But no, after countless years of looking at this and just observing it, I've come to the conclusion that it's not just the radicals. It's not just those who want, you know, coddling and just embrace and victimhood. It's every single last one of you motherfuckers. Every last one of you feminists are completely void of reason. You do nothing to help individuals. You do nothing to help people of different genders or people of different sexualities. All you do is whine about bullshit while providing no solutions. You just say, look, this is bad. This hurts my feelings. This is hurting society. How do we solve it? I don't know. I just want to talk about it. I just want to bitch.
And occasionally, I'll even put one of my boring history videos up. Quote, there, about 1,000 Mametines, who had crossed the sea a little before, though afraid to engage him in the open field, setting upon him where the passages were difficult, put the whole army in confusion. His being wounded in the head with a sword, and retiring a little out of the fight, much increased their confidence, and one of them, advancing a good way before the rest, large of body and in bright armour, with a haughty voice, challenged him to come forth if he were alive. Pyrrhus, in great anger, broke away violently from his guards, and in his fury, besmeared with blood and terrible to look upon, made his way through his own men, and struck the barbarian on the head with his sword such a blow as, with the strength of his arm and the excellent temper of the weapon, passed downward so far that his body, being cut asunder, fell in two pieces. And we'll probably have a lot more interesting stuff to cover in the future. Each person is going to be responsible for the content they put up. If you want to discuss it with that person particularly and have rebuttal points with them, you can go to their YouTube channel directly from the Facebook page and you can engage them there, or you can have a discussion with other people on the channel on the post. This is all pretty experimental, so I've got no idea how any of this is going to pan out. We're not going to change the formats or anything. We're going to keep our videos as they are now and just carry on making them as we do. It's just going to be a place to go to talk about things. I think the one thing that really is the common thread through all of this is we just want people to use their fucking brains. We aren't always right, but we are always up for a discussion and a laugh. So tell us what you think, let us know if you've got any ideas, and click the link below and come and join us. We'll see how this whole thing pans out.
While you may not agree with their opinions or their beliefs, they do provide some excellent thought-provoking content. And at least in my case, it's hella entertaining to watch people who are able to form intelligent arguments that get people to think about topics from a different perspective.
And thank you to all the people who have been watching and all the future people who will listen to us. And we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time.